Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Other Boleyn Girl by Philippa Gregory. Read by Ruthie Henshaw.
Spring 1521. I could hear a roll of muffled drums, but I could see nothing but the lacing on the bodice of the lady standing in front of me, blocking my view of the scaffold. I had been at this court for more than a year and attended hundreds of festivities, but never before one like this. By stepping to one side a little and craning my neck, I could see the condemned man, accompanied by his priest, walk slowly from the tower toward the green, where the wooden platform was waiting, the block of wood placed center stage, the executioner dressed all ready for work in his shirt sleeves, with a black hood over his head. It looked more like a mask than a real event, and I watched it as if it were a court entertainment. The king, seated on his throne, looked distracted, as if he was running through his speech of forgiveness in his head. Behind him stood my husband of 1 year, William Carey, my brother, George, and my father, Sir Thomas Boleyn, all looking grave. I wriggled my toes inside my silk slippers and wished the king would hurry up and grant clemency so that we could all go to breakfast. I was only 13 years old. I was always hungry. The Duke of Buckinghamshire, far away on the scaffold, put off his thick coat. He was close enough kin for me to call him uncle. He'd come to my wedding and given me a gilt bracelet. My father told me that he'd offended the king a dozen ways.